Markley Van Camp and Robin Show. You know, it is easy to get anxiety when you're cooking for a crowd. My anxiety is going out the window. Seriously, with Chef IQ Sense. So I have fillets. Me, my son, my son-in-law. My son especially, particular. He's going to let you know how you screwed up. Actually said, okay, Pops, probably the best steak you ever made. That was just a few nights ago. Wow. Seriously, it takes all the guesswork out. You just tell the sensor, basically, on the app, how do you want your steak done or whatever dish you're making, and you just follow the instructions. That's pretty much all you got to do. It's the wireless cooking thermometer that turns you into a master chef.
Yeah, Chef IQ Sense is what it's called. It works for all types of cooking, grilling, pan searing, roasting, everything. It's so easy. You just put the sensor into whatever you're cooking. You open the Chef IQ app, choose how you want it cooked. Then you sit back and relax. It sends real-time updates, and it'll tell you when to flip, take off, even how long to let the meat rest.
Seriously, man, this is like having a culinary coach in your pocket. Let me out. Let me out. No more guessing. No more lid lifting. No more disasters. Chef IQ Sense is precision cooking for everyone. Hey, trust me on this one. You're going to wonder how you cooked without it. And right now, you can get 20% off site-wide with code MBCR at chefiq.com. That's chefiq.com. Promo code MBCR.
Looking forward to going to your house for steaks.
You better believe it.
All right, David. Gavin Newsom is incompetent. Yes, but who said it?
President Trump. He was talking about the state of rebuilding in L.A. after the wildfires. And it is, like, it's not funny because these are real people's real lives, but,
yep.
Like, the Babylon Bee couldn't come up with a headline as ridiculous as, like, oh, in one part, you know, L.A. County has approved seven homes or something like that to be rebuilt. It's
not
crazy.
70, not 7,007.
Yeah.
Wow.
Crazy.
Yeah.
You know, it's poorly run. We have a mayor there that can't even get permits to the people that lost their houses. Lee Zeldin got every permit. The hardest permit is the federal permit. Within 20 days, every single permit was there for the people to build their houses. But people are writing us and they're saying they won't give us. The mayor is incompetent. The governor is incompetent. You know, Gavin, I know Gavin very well. He's an incompetent guy with a good line of bullshit. And he doesn't get the job done. And frankly, those people want to build their houses. It's terrible. They could have been built. Some of them could have been built already.
That's true.
That is true. Yeah.
All right, we got to get to Nimrods. Here we go.
When the going gets tough.
Damn it, this is too hard.
The dumb get dumber.
All right, Dean.
It's Nimrods in the News on the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
I love the poorly educated.
All right. Nimrods in the News. We go to Florida, St. Pete. This happened last Monday. You know you might have an issue when you decide to do some day drinking on a Monday.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, this is 48-year-old Marcia Morgan. Apparently, she was angry after one of her neighbors, she thought, parked too close to her yard. Mm. So she decided to TP the car.
Well, that's not very nice.
Well, and according to the police report, she was drunk and dressed in a hot dog costume.
Well, wow.
Good decision.
Not anywhere close. Not anywhere close to Halloween. Just hot dog costume. It's hot. It's all get out in St. Pete. And you're out there hammered, TPing this car.
I didn't do it. Some hot dog did. I don't know.
Unsurprisingly, the cops described her as intoxicated and uncooperative. Again, this is it right in the afternoon. They charged her with disorderly conduct and resisting arrest. She pled no contest the next day, has to pay a $550 fine and do around 40 hours of community service to work it off. I say in the hot dog costume. And that's Nimrods in the News.